And now, we're sitting here waiting for the other podcast members to walk in. First is Dead Air Dennis Tilley.
Because I'm never late.
Because he's allegedly never late. And finally, a man who claims he was supposed to be here 45 minutes ago, the Beer Man.
He also claimed he was tubed by an alien. I'll let y'all. Tubed. Yeah, tubed.
Are you falling for the banana in the tailpipe trick again?
I ain't falling for no banana in the tailpipe.
Not again.
Come on, man. You got to say it with some class. I ain't falling for no banana in no tailpipe.
He doesn't fall for it these days. He just bends over for it.
What's your problem? What's his problem?
Man. Hey.
Everything is anal with him. Why are you so anal today, Dylan?
Live from Lexington, Kentucky on a Wednesday night, September 27th, 2 days after my older brother's birthday, here we are celebrating the advent of week four in the NFL with the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast live from Lexington, Kentucky with 83 degrees outside at approximately 4:15 in the afternoon. Oh, no, it's 4:55. My bad.
Talk into the microphone, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's Wednesday night, September 27th, 2 days after my older brother's birthday. Classic Rock 92.1 live in the ESPN 1300 studios and ready for the advent of week number four in the NFL season. Here comes the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast with your buddies, Beer Man.
Hey, buddies.
Brad Taylor, Degenerate, and me, Dead Air Dennis.
Hey. Oh, we got a phone call? Ooh. Yeah. Uh-oh. This could be very important.
This could be the big one.
This could be the big one, Elizabeth.
This could be the big one.
And it is a in-house fellow employee.
Attention, everyone. It looks like Ying Ling and Ying Long are about to give birth to their baby panda.
You know, I'm just going to...
This could be the big one.
You know, I'm just going to say something. I'm just going to throw it out there. If you like it, you can take it. If you don't, you can throw it back. I want to be on you.
I mean, that thing is good.
See what you missed when we're gone? When you're gone, we
welcome back from your phone calls. So important.
It was important.
Mm-hmm. I want to smell your musk. I want to be one with you.
It's the pancake breakfast, Ron.
Yeah, somebody needs a timeout.
He'll
be there. You need to say, take five over there, champ kind. Whammy.
Who was just in town at the comedy off Broadway a few weeks ago.
Was he opening for you?
No, that was at Chortles.
That was at Chortles? Yeah. I was at Guffaw's.
Freak Daddy was opening for me at Chortles.
Was he?
Yeah.
I heard you closed the place down, both in more ways than one, if you know what I'm saying.
Not just that night, but for the rest of all nights. So can we move on?
What's he doing?
He's okay. Just start talking about the lineup.
I'm good.
You're good?
He's good.
Okay.
Side hustle, book. Okay. Done that. Check that box.
It was something to do with DraftKings.
Oh.
Is that right?
Oh. Yeah.
My FanDuel endorsement deal hasn't started yet.
Oh, I just recorded a new one today.
But FanDuel, hey, FanDuel, I love you.
FanDuel, sign up. You'll get $100 in free bonus bets if you just put in the code BRAD1300.
Thanks for beating me to the punch.
What? Well, I'll take that out. How's that?
No, you can leave it in.
And we're back.
And okay. We're back live.
And cut.
Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, week number four in the NFL. What did we learn from week three, guys?
Well, I have one thing I'd like to talk about first while the Beer Man is doing whatever he does over here. We are sitting here on a Wednesday evening, and literally in about 13 hours, we will be able to pick up our little phones and place bets for the first time in our lives legally.
I was going to say legal bets.
Yes. Some of us might have been stretching the limits of the law in faraway places.
Sure.
But as we sit here mere hours before a day I never thought would see come, what do you guys think about the current landscape of sports betting in Kentucky?
I am going to lose so much money to this state.
But you're doing so well in our contest between the three of us.
I am. We'll discuss that
what
soon.
What are you, about 14 games over 500?
We'll discuss that soon.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
I mean, it's exciting, Brad, but I'd rather talk about the games. I mean, let's...
Well, that's...
How many teams we got that are 3-0 right now? Philadelphia Eagles.
Undefeated teams. The Miami Dolphins are 3-0. Your thoughts on the Miami Dolphins? Only a 50-point win on Sunday against the Broncos. Now, here's a question for you, Beer Man.
Yeah.
How does a team that loses by 50 points 1 week, how is that team favored over another team the next week? Because the Denver
Broncos...
They're
an underdog this week.
No, they're not.
Huh?
Denver Broncos are favored over
the
Chicago Bears.
The Miami Dolphins are an underdog this week. I thought that's who you're talking about.
I was talking about the Broncos, who lost by 50.
Losing by 50 one week, and then the next week you're favored by 3.5.
Any given Sunday.
Do you think you're going to get any wins this year?
I don't know.
I had
so much hope.
I know you did. I try every year. Beer Man and I have this conversation two or three times before the season begins, and I keep saying, yeah, but it's probably still a project, probably still something that's
it's a growth thing.
But every year you're ready to just go ahead.
But we're supposed to grow forward.
Who's the last quarterback the Bears had that you liked?
Oh, Jesus.
He likes
Sid Luckman.
Sid Luckman. When they played in the old black and white, the songs in the background.
I liked just the person, or I liked as the quarterback of the Bears.
When you saw your team run out there, hey, we got a chance today.
Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler?
Yeah.
Yeah, was this before or after he smoked that cigarette on the side?
Well.
Anyway.
Apropos of nothing, let's move on.
Eagles,
and the Dolphins.
And the Niners are 3-0.
And the Niners.
That's it. 0-3 teams. They are the Denver Broncos.
Two of them play each other this week.
Uh-huh.
Because there's only two or four.
The Minnesota Vikings are 0-3.
Yeah.
A team we said last year, 13-4, but they won, was it 8 of their games by one possession or less than 8 points?
This year, all three games they've lost have been by one possession.
Chicago Bears, 0-3. Carolina Panthers, 0-3. Who was the biggest surprise of those three? I would say the Vikings.
Vikings, sure. I think Vikings, that's a no-brainer.
Are you surprising the Bears, Beer Man?
Yeah.
You are.
I'm not surprised that
you thought they were going to beat Kansas City?
No, I thought they were going to beat Tampa Bay, if nothing else. I thought Green Bay was going to be tight. I expected to lose to Kansas City.
Tampa Bay, who put up a little bit of a fight against the Philadelphia Eagles Monday night.
Did the Bengals save their season on Monday night?
For now.
What if they had lost that game?
Well, if they'd lost that game, I think it would have been pretty devastating to the rest of the season.
I have a very strong feeling about their game this week. I will save that for when we talk about the Bengals. And the other thing on my list was a Ramey Cohen update. Do we have a Ramey Cohen update, guys? Any of us?
I emailed Ramey to see if she couldn't fill in for Dennis on the week that he's off.
Why did you say that?
Wow, that's awesome.
She is unavailable.
She is?
Yeah.
See, why did you get a
response?
That?
I did get a response.
She emailed you back?
Yeah.
She
suggested one of the TVQ sports guys.
No, we don't like them. I love Jeff Pecoro and I are actually good friends. So.
I will tell you this, Beer Man. You have ruined any trust I've ever had in you.
You asked me if there was a Ramey Cohen update. I gave you a Ramey Cohen update.
No, I was trying to get this done because I wanted him to go then him to listen to this podcast.
Well, maybe you should bring Beer Man in on your plans.
She is unavailable. That's not going to change.
She's not unavailable.
She said her work schedule would preclude her from doing so.
That is bull crap. I mean, you mean to tell me she's busy 16 hours a day?
She is. She does the news.
She said,
she is the Veronica Cornerstone.
Thanks for thinking of me for this. Unfortunately, I will not be able to fill in for that day due to my work schedule. But our 36 sports reporter, I think, would be perfect for this. His name is Forrest Tucker. We'll get together over dinner and discuss this at another time.
Now, there's one sentence of that little passage that I'm not totally agreeing to.
You don't think Forrest is the sports director?
No, I do believe some guy named Run Forrest Run was a sports something, but I don't think she asked you for dinner. And in fact, I think after looking you up, she figured out she didn't want to be involved with this group of people at all.
It was my mistake. I threw your name in the email.
Oh, you did
yeah.
you? Oh, well, that's why she considered it. That's the only reason why she responded to you in the first place. After hearing last week going over her career highlights as a pinch runner.
Look at you boys getting all creative.
I had this great plan, though. You were going to go to Las Vegas next week. We were going to have Ramey Cohen sitting in that seat and do nothing but talk football on this show, and it was going to be wonderful, and you were going to hate life.
Do you think she could have gotten her mind off of me and what it would have been like?
She doesn't even remember you, dude. She goes, oh, that little short guy that I saw at the 9/11 thing. Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, yeah. The guy who was laughing like a little schoolboy when he was taking pictures with me. Oh, yeah, him. Yeah. Anyway, there's your Ray McCohen update, folks.
Yeah.
Anything else? Let's go over our week three recap here, Beer Man. Give us the bad news.
Deader Dennis, keep in mind, he felt great.
Yes, he did.
Great.
I need to bring that sound bite
about up. Last week.
He's got us right where he wants us, guys. He's got us right where he wants us.
It was 5-9 last week.
Ric Flair.
Wait a minute. I didn't add that right. That's not enough games.
No, that's not. What? And we'll stay with. I'll give him 5-11.
5-11.
Five.
As Steve Spurrier said, 5-11. Not too good.
They got a good good report of that, Michael Wilbon and Jim Haslett.
I didn't add yours right either, though.
Oh, give me
all right, so 5-11, which means he is 17, 30, and 1 on the season.
Me?
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy, that's regression to the mean, folks.
Yeah, it is.
17.
It's rough.
Brad Taylor finished 6-10 on the week, so don't get too arrogant.
Wow.
As long as I'm not last, I don't care.
Which means you're 21-26-1.
Tough start.
And then I had a good week. We'll just leave it at that.
No. Huh? Let's hear what you got here, Beer Man.
I finished 12-4 on the week.
That's good.
Outstanding, buddy.
Very good.
I am 29-18-1 on the year.
That is great. Mm-hmm. So, like we said last week, the man who has a new CD, terrible. The man who has the gambling book, terrible. The man who does nothing, no systems, no nothing, cut of their jib, kicking ass.
I have a system. I watch as many games as I can.
He's got a system. His favorite team is the Bears, so basically he lives in a solitary confinement. In a sad little room in his mind.
Are we ready for week four games? Enough insulting the poor Beer Man. The guy's still coughing.
I know.
Believe me.
He's been coughing and snortling for like 2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah. Right?
You okay over there?
Yeah. Sinuses? Ever since Axl Rose was in town.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Told you not to make out with him.
That's true.
I think it was Slash he was making out with.
Axl was the one that was struggling.
Axl Foley?
Struggling
banana
at the show.
Banana in the
show.
Tailpipe?
I'm not falling for no banana in the tailpipe.
Thursday night football.
Woo.
We've got an NFC North matchup for the ages. Because when I think Detroit Lions quarterbacks, other than Jared Goff, I really don't have one. Can you guys think of a good Detroit Lions quarterback over the years?
Other than Stafford.
David. The last 40 years.
Dan Orlovsky.
Thank you. That's what I was getting ready to say. That's and then the, I said David, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right.
The only thing I could see him do is running out the back of the end zone. Well, that's safety. Anyway.
Yeah.
Eric Kramer, Andre Ware, Rodney Peete.
My grandfather played for the early version of the Detroit Lions, the Ironton Tigers, in the 1930s.
I love this.
What did he get kicked out of the league for point shaving?
He only played 1 year. I don't know the story on
what
it.
What position?
I don't know. Huh. He died before I was old, even before I even knew. He passed away when I was like 10. But yeah.
Interesting story.
He was probably a lineman because he was a big man.
For all of us here at Channel 4, back to the game. Enough of your silly lies that you're telling the world about ancestors who played for Bobby Lane and the Detroit Lions. Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions.
It's a true story.
I don't know. Well, we'll look it up later. Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions. And Detroit, a 1.5 favorite. Total 46. As long as the Beer Man is kicking our butts, he gets the honors of leading off on Thursday night football.
Sure.
You know, Green Bay would have never won last week had Derek Carr not gone out. They got a little bit of confidence. Jordan Love's one of those guys that he doesn't know he's not supposed to be good, so... He plays until the end of the game kind of thing. Good for him. That being said, Detroit is the class of that division. It's becoming more and more obvious, so I'm going to take Detroit.
The line is a little fishy. Makes you think that Green Bay, you feel like Detroit should be favored by more points. I'm taking the better quarterback.
This
and
was
better,
a pick 'em.
Was it?
Early in the week, yeah.
Yeah. I'm taking the better coach and the better quarterback. Give me Detroit.
I hate this game. I don't think I'll be put as much as we've all been looking forward to the first day of sports gambling. This is not a game that I really want to invest a whole lot in. I'm going to take the home dog here, Green Bay, and I'm not going to touch this total. 46 could be anything. In the real world, I'm not going to take anybody in this one. But if I'm going to take anybody here, it'll be Green Bay. There's bigger fish to fry on Sunday in this league, if you know what I mean. And here's one of them.
They did make the comment that Green Bay apparently was kind of holding out Aaron Jones and David Bakhtiari one more week because of this game. The fact that Detroit won both of them last year. For them, it's a little bit of a revenge game.
A big divisional matchup, yes. Sunday, let's go to London. We've got a London game this week. 9:30 start.
For the World Chicken Festival, London, Kentucky?
Yes, the World Chicken Festival, of which you've been crowned king several times. San Diego chicken. Get classy, San Diego. I'm digressing. Desmond Ridder. I'm going crazy today. Desmond Ridder and the Falcons. Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. Line started. Jacksonville 4.5. Now we're seeing the Jags a 3-point favorite. Total 43.5. Dylan.
It would suck to be a Jacksonville fan because, you know, they're considered the home team in London. And two of their games this year are played. Two of their home games are sacrificed on another continent. Just my way of looking at it. Yeah, better coach, better quarterback again. Still, I'm taking Jacksonville to win and cover.
I think Dennis is just following me.
I'm not giving analysis anymore because I'm not good enough to give analysis, apparently.
Finally, something we can agree on
yeah.
when it comes to Dylan.
You're welcome.
It's kind of weird that Jacksonville has struggled the way that they have the last couple of games. I said early in the season, I thought they could be the number one seed in the AFC based on their schedule. But they lost two games that realistically, I don't know that they had any business losing. They certainly held Kansas City to next to nothing, but they didn't score anything either, and that's a pretty heavy offensive team. Jacksonville's eventually going to break out. This could be a good spot for it. Atlanta's defense is so I'm going to take Jacksonville to cover handily.
Wrong again, boys. I'm taking the Atlanta Falcons getting the 3 in London, and what do we know about London?
Take the under.
Aha! Very good. I love the under in this game. Total has gone from 45.5 to 43.5. Expecting a little wind over in London. London fog. Yes, give me the under here. That's my favorite bet of this one.
Big
but I'll take the Falcons and the 3 in this one. Let's come back to the United States. Big game of the AFC East. Miami and Tua coming off scoring 70 points last week. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. Still a 3-point favorite are the Bills. Total 54.5. Beer man.
You know, one of these days I'm going to bite on it. When a line just doesn't look right, I normally go with it because the people in Vegas obviously know more than I do. But I can't do it yet. Miami's confidence has got to be through the frickin' roof. You know, I don't see them slowing down. I don't think Buffalo's the team to slow them down either. So I'm going to take the visiting team, the Miami Dolphins.
Unless Tua gets hit, I'm still taking the Dolphins. So give me Miami.
Wrong again.
No, I think I'm going to take the Dolphins too as a road dog, but I don't feel great about it. I feel a little better about taking the under because you see one team putting up a ton of points last week. Everybody is going to go to the window. Oh, they're going to put up at least 50 on Buffalo. No, they're not. Yeah, that was Denver last week. I would go under 54.5 if I were to play this, but I am going to take Miami and the points on the road. Non-MacDaddy Stogie, though. Let's go to Carolina. Not sure who the quarterback of Carolina is going to be yet. Is it Bryce Young? Is it Andy Dalton? Good Lord. Minnesota and Kirk Cousins coming to town. This line started. Minnesota, 1.5-point favorite. Now a 3.5-point favorite. Dylan.
Minnesota on the road, they get their first win of the season, and they win and they cover.
Yeah, Minnesota's a better team than what they've showed this year. Carolina's still struggling to kind of find their way. I do like Carolina's coach. I like what they're putting together on offense. They haven't gelled, and it doesn't help that you know, they've already got injuries and don't really have that opportunity. So I'm going to take Minnesota and lay the points.
I hate it. I'm going to take Minnesota too. They're winless. That's the big thing for me. You like to take winless teams this time of season. Yeah, I'm taking Minnesota. I'm going to lay the points. The Sharps are with us on this one. Carolina, I don't. No matter who the quarterback is, I don't think they're ready here. Give me Minnesota. Lay the 3.5 here. Here's the game that the beer man's been looking forward to for a whole couple hours now. Denver Broncos, Russell Wilson. Chicago Bears, Justin Fields, boom or bust. This line started Denver 1.5 favorite. Now it's Denver 3.5 point favorites, although they haven't won a game, and they lost by 50 last week. How is that happening, beer man?
This is one of those games where you feel like players-only meetings are going on, basically saying we're not going down like this. But the problem is, I think both teams are sitting in there going, we are not going down like this.
They're probably in the same room.
They could be in the same room. I don't think it's going to matter.
Just motivating. Is it a Zoom meeting? Not a Zoom meeting?
Probably not a Zoom meeting.
They're all just trying to inspire each other. Yeah. Look, man, I don't care if you play for the other team. You're better than that.
Is one of those games that could be 3-0, and that'll be the final, and it could be 49-51, and that could be the final. That being said, it's closer than a field goal, and for the love of God, for some reason, I'm taking the Chicago Bears at home.
Yes! You have not given up.
He still believes.
I don't think they'll win. I think they'll cover.
Yeah, I think Denver wins. I think Chicago could cover in this game. If you play overs and unders, which I don't like, but if you – this one could go over. This one could go over. This could be a big one. This is going to be the big one. Russell Wilson really hasn't done a whole lot wrong this season. It's just that defense is historically in the city of Denver, Colorado, historically bad.
I did notice that Russell Wilson's numbers this year with Sean Payton are actually up. Yeah. His QBR is up like 12 points or something like that.
He's been good.
It just they haven't. They still have a ways to go.
Give me the Bears and the points. If I took them last week, I took them the week before against Tampa. Why not?
Yeah,
I'm pot committed on the Bears covering a point spread once in my lifetime. I'm taking the Bears and the points. I'm with you, Dylan. If there's a high scoring game this week, this has the potential right here. The Bears might get right offensively.
Everybody's calling this, you know, an absolutely horrible game. I think it's going to be a great game, if nothing else, because the two teams are somewhat evenly matched. I like the quarterback and the offense, believe it or not, with the Bears more than I like the offense with Denver. I like defense with Denver. I like the coach with Denver. So I do think it's going to be a close game.
How was Ramey? Did she just call you? Did Ramey just call you? Hello?
I can't. Don't do this to me, guys.
Hey, I put you on Front Street, man. Your business is on Front Street. If he's going to throw me under the bus with Ramey Cohen coming in.
Why did I throw anybody under the bus?
That was supposed to be between you and me.
It wasn't going to happen. What difference did it make that we threw it out there?
Hey, you never know. We still got time.
Hey, you were going to be in Vegas. We shot our shot.
I didn't shoot any shot during this. It's neither here nor there. One more question. Why did you open that door just now?
Because someone may be here to pick up some tickets.
Oh, okay.
They've phoned me.
Oh, that wasn't Ramey. Okay. Just making sure.
It's not Ramey. She doesn't even know who I am. Come on, you guys.
It's Haley Harmon.
God, don't give me
start. I love Haley Harmon, too.
Don't get me started on that one. That's
Brad,
not...
Brad doesn't like Haley Harmon.
What?
Overrated. Severely overrated.
It's the doorbell.
Yeah. Doorbell. And now...
Dennis, we pause now for station identification
while we diss Haley Harmon. One of the most overrated human beings.
Why?
She is the master of the head nod. And you can't see this doing this podcast, but if it's a good happy news story, she'll just have this smile on her face and nod her head up and down. But when it's a sad story, she'll just have this, oh, and she'll be shaking her head no. Oh, it'd be like that all the time. And it's very annoying.
She's adorable.
She's not adorable.
She's adorable.
She's overrated. I understand why she's where she's at. I think you understand why she's where she's at.
She's cute as a button.
Exactly. Is it because she's the most talented person in the world? I don't know.
There is a lot of people in TV that aren't necessarily talented.
Oh, I know this. Why do you think I'm on the radio?
Well, yeah, I know why I'm on the radio. I wouldn't do well on TV.
I do great on TV, but I just don't have a look. What are you talking about? You've got a better look than I do.
It's debatable at best.
Oh, stop.
I have hair.
Again, the cheap shots. When you were snagging chicks down at the Dog in Richmond, yeah, I was going home at 11:59, going to my mom's house and crying every night. Trying to wash the red stamp off of my wrist.
No, you don't wash the red stamp off. You save it for the next day.
That's a Thursday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you find someone who has the green stamp, and you lick their wrist, and then you kind of get them to kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that I might have done these things in the past.
I did enjoy the days of the Dog.
A lot of people did.
That was a fun place to work.
It was a fun place to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd go there. We'd go there even in the summertime when nobody was there. Mm. We would go there and there'd be like 15 people. They're all locals and we'd love it. And ladies and gentlemen, he's back. Dead Air, Dennis Dillon.
Two more satisfied Classic Rock 92.1 concert ticket winners for the Killer Queen tribute show tonight.
They didn't want to come to visit us.
Oh, I guess not. Well,
they must have been in a hurry.
Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson. Divisional game in Cleveland against Deshaun Watson. Browns, a 3-point favorite. Total 40.5 here, Dillon.
The Browns are 3-point favorites?
The Browns are 3-point favorites.
Give me Cleveland, minus the points.
Great analysis.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not good enough this year to give analysis. When I get good enough, I'll give it to you.
Why don't you just tell us that you'll never win again? And we're not going to play Monopoly anymore because you're not the car. Why don't you get into that little attitude? We'll give you the thimble like you deserve, but you don't get the car or the horse. You get the iron. That's what you get in Monopoly.
All right, time for me to come, come clean with you boys. I've not been watching any football this year. I've been placing exacta bets on the harness racing horses at the Red Mile.
That's where you're having all your success.
Yeah, you're a real degenerate. When you go to the track and then you're on the phone with somebody, punching in tickets for them and putting yourself a couple of dollars in there as well. That is when you know life has come to a place you probably shouldn't be at.
You can't go back from there.
It's too late. Thank God these apps are coming and I don't have to run over to the Red Mile now every day, which is what I've been doing for 3 weeks. I don't know why. It's just I enjoy it. It's like my old man. I need the ticket in my hand.
The ticket in your hand is always a good thing.
The ticket in your hand is always a good feeling because then it's cash.
Every time I've gone to the Red Mile in the last 3 weeks, it's been a really fun time. The layout is great. The people watching is fantastic. But I'm betting like crap. I mean, my bets are terrible.
It's okay.
I'm not worried about it.
If you read the book Side Hustle,
I'm going to not read the book, and we'll see how I do.
You would understand, like New Edition, can you stand the rain?
Oh, my God.
You can't stand losing. Don't let me get into my little story about my friend that from college who we had a Nintendo RBI tournament one time, and let's just say it didn't end well for him.
We had a Sega Genesis NHL tournament.
Oh,
I'll bet he probably didn't read your fourth grade novella, did he?
I'm sure he didn't because he was jealous.
But
anyway.
He didn't listen to you while you read your book report in front of the class.
I would make up books. I literally would make up books and read the reports in front of class. That's how I was just playing around.
He has been an author in the making since childhood.
That is so correct. I appreciate you, Beer Man. You've obviously been reading the book, Side Hustle.
I've not had a minute to read the book yet, but I'm getting ready to go on vacation.
Oh, good.
I'm taking the book with.
By the way, book signing a week from next Tuesday.
I've already signed mine.
Oh, you've already signed it?
It says Property of Beer Man.
Well, I would appreciate it if you guys would just show up.
When is this?
A week from next Tuesday.
Dennis will be in Vegas.
Oh, you will? On the 10th?
What's the date? Yeah, I'll be in Vegas. October? Yeah, sorry, I won't be there.
Crap.
Good. I mean.
That means I've got to go so he doesn't come in Wednesday. Oh, nobody showed.
It's good for me, too.
You want to play a little side wager? Anybody from ESPN, is anybody going to show up at that book sale?
No.
Exactly.
You mean the guys that you work with on
yes.
ESPN?
Yes.
They don't like you for some reason.
I know. Why is that?
They're intimidated by intelligence.
No.
All right.
They just don't like the cut of my
trying head. To make you feel better.
Whatever.
Tell me why they don't like me.
How did we get off the games?
I don't know. Can we please get back to the podcast?
But it's
the
true,
listeners?
Isn't it?
I don't know if it's true or not.
Then why are you saying things like
Because that's what you think.
Next game. Oh, we're already on. Baltimore-Cleveland. Baltimore-Cleveland.
Dennis took Cleveland. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Because Dennis took Cleveland.
No, because, you know, I think Baltimore's mad that they lost to Indianapolis, of all teams. You know, I don't understand why Baltimore is an underdog by 3 points. It's probably more of a, you know, point and a half, but it's going to be a tight game, so give me the team that's getting 3 points.
Divisional road dog. I hate to say it. I think I'm taking the Ravens getting the 3.
In the last 20 years.
Why would I want to side with Dylan when I could sign with a man who's actually winning games this season? Anyway,
it's very exciting.
Give me the Ravens.
It is not translated to my pocketbook.
Next game, Pittsburgh Steelers, Houston Texans. Kenny Pickett, C.J. Stroud, the quarterbacks here. Steelers, 3-point favorites with a total of 42.5, Beer Man.
Pittsburgh hasn't found their way yet. And I don't know if it's Kenny Pickett or what. I mean, they've got all the pieces in the right spot, but
Do they?
I think Pickens is good. I think Freiermuth is good. I think I'm blanking on the running back all of a sudden.
We're going to go through all 53 players?
Yes. At least the 11 starters on offense.
Matt Schaub is good.
See the backup? No, that's Mitchell Trubisky. This is just one of those games where you think Pittsburgh should win, and I'm going to go with Pittsburgh in this one.
You know, I stupidly took the Raiders.
I did too.
In the Sunday night game. And looking back, that was probably I deserve to be losing after doing that.
Me too.
Pittsburgh 2 weeks in a row, though, on the road. I'm taking Houston here. I'm going with the better numbers. C.J. Stroud is throwing the ball around the field. It looks like he's been doing it for 3 or 4 years. I just think Houston's got a little something here, and I think maybe Pittsburgh is not quite what they're supposed to be yet.
C.J. Stroud, 3-1 to win Rookie of the Year. I would put a little pizza money on that going forward.
I like that.
And, I'm taking Houston getting the 3 at home against Pittsburgh. Like the under a little bit, too, in this one. 42.5 is a total. Next game, L.A. Rams, Matthew Stafford. Maybe they should have stayed out here because they're playing the Colts this week. Don't know who the quarterback for the Colts is yet, but the Colts are a 1.5 favorite, total 46.5 here, Dylan.
It's second week on the road for the Rams, too. Matt Stafford started looking awfully nervous and anxious after the first one or two possessions in that game Monday night. Bengals defense rose to the challenge. If you want to pick right now, I'm taking the Colts, but it's too early to call this game. Beer Man.
To me, this is another one that just doesn't make sense.
Colts defense is good, too, though. Do not underestimate the Colts defense.
They played Baltimore pretty well last week, but as soon as I saw this line, I'm like, this makes no sense whatsoever. That Indianapolis, not knowing who your quarterback's going to be, and yet they're still a favorite. Mm-hmm. I don't have that much faith in whichever quarterback's going to be in there. I would probably prefer the rookie over Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson. I don't like that the Rams have one day less, but, you know.
Short week, 2 weeks on the road.
Yeah, Aaron Donald, though, he gets in there. He could really screw with the quarterback, especially the younger quarterback.
He didn't do much against a mobile-less Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, I agree.
Anthony Richardson could run.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm going to take the Rams. It doesn't make sense that they're not a favorite in this game or closer to a pick'em at least.
I'm going with you, Beer Man. Again, I'm going with the Rams here. I'm going to take the points on the road because they had such a bad year last year. They played decently against the Bengals. Of course, the Bengals not exactly, you know, up to snuff right now. But with this quarterback situation for the Colts, yeah. And I'm like you guys. I think this is a good spot for an under as well.
The Bengals, you know, we learned this from Cleveland last year. You get a standalone, so they say, Monday night football game, when you're desperate, the crowd gets into it, you know, Joe Burrow plays, and in reality, if they weren't 0-2, he probably wouldn't have played.
You're right.
You know, everything was kind of the Bengals' desperation there. I don't see the Colts as being desperation. They're like, let's just do the best that we can this season, and we're already looking forward to next year.
Next game. Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. Going down to New Orleans. We don't know who the quarterback is yet. Is it Derek Carr? Is it Jameis Winston? Jameis Winston reminding us of his 30-interception season when he played last week. Line here is 3.5 for the Saints. Total, 40.5, Beer Man.
I hope it's Jameis Winston that actually gets the start here. I'd like to see him go against his former team. I know he has in the past. But it's just, you know, you feel like it still means something to him. That being said, a divisional game, more than a field goal, I'm going to take the underdog, Tampa Bay Buccaneers to at least cover.
Yeah, I'm taking,
Oh, did we wake you?
Sorry.
Sorry to wake you up over there.
Baker threw his first interception. He'll throw more this time. I'm taking the Saints.
I'm going to take the road dog. Give me Tampa here. And also, really like an under possibility here, especially with Jameis Winston. I think you're seeing two decent defenses and a lot of sharp money right here on the Saints, on the under. And I think it's an under game, but if you're going to give me the division dog getting more than a field goal, I'll take it with Tampa at New Orleans. Next game, Washington Commies with Sam Howell. Going to Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts. Line here, I thought this would be a little higher. Eagles 8.5-point favorite, total 43.5, Dylan.
Yeah, this is a division game. So Sam Howell is eventually going to learn how to either run out of the pocket or throw the ball. I don't know how many sacks he took. He threw 4 interceptions. That's not going to happen every week. And he played last year against Philadelphia and kept the game fairly close. So give me Washington in the points.
Philadelphia is still not quite where they were last year. The coach had kind of alluded to that. He's like, yeah, we're still growing as a team, which is kind of interesting. Jalen Hurts is playing fine, not lights out like he did last year. Washington makes no sense. You go to Buffalo and you lay a complete egg. Before that, you look great. I don't know which team to believe, but 8.5 is just way too many for a divisional game. So I am also going to take Washington.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but the road dog of the division – Washington looked terrible last week, getting blown out of the water. Yeah, give me Washington. Doesn't make any sense. Perfect for me in the NFL. Give me Washington. Getting the more than a touchdown against Philly here. Let's go down to Nashville. And let's go to Joe Burrow. Getting now a 2.5-point favorite over Ryan Tannehill and the Titans. If you could believe that. Beer Man. Total 41, by the way.
So Cincinnati got their monkey off their back with that Monday win. You can tell that the team is kind of gelling, especially Burrow being injured and going to Ja'Marr Chase just time and time and time again. As far as I'm concerned, they can do that all year. 2.5 is not nearly enough. I think the Bengals win and win somewhat convincingly. Tennessee, another team where you're just like, we don't know what they are yet, but I don't think they're – more than a 500 program right now.
Yeah, I feel like Cincinnati's kind of feeling it right now, and the team has come together and looked better on both sides of the ball. Every game this season seems to be a step forward, a couple of steps even. Special teams look great, and I'm taking Cincinnati. Tennessee just looks disjointed, and they don't look like they Derrick Henry is not the same guy. Whatever his name is, he's going to start getting more carries out of the backfield just to see what they got there. DeAndre Hopkins is a little over the hill at this point. I just don't see it happening. As much as I want to take Tennessee in the points here, I'm going to take the Bengals.
I love the Bengals defense Monday night.
Oh, boy.
They were as amped as anybody in that game, God. For sure.
Wrong again, both of you. Give me Mike Vrabel, who I think is a better coach than Zach Taylor.
Sure. He's been to so many Super Bowls with another head coach.
Well, he's also covered a lot more spreads without a good quarterback than Zach Taylor has. Because without Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor is mush meat out in the desert. Give me the 2.5 and give me Mike Vrabel in Tennessee in this one. One of my favorite bets.
Why would you say Vrabel's better than Zach Taylor?
I guess the spread he is. Not even close.
I mean, as a coach, you got to think, was it 2 years ago? Vrabel as the number one seed. Cincinnati comes rolling into town.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, over time, though, Mike Vrabel's been an underdog. I think it's 35 or 45 times. And they're 23 and 22 straight up as a dog.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
I'm changing my pick to never taking Tennessee now.
Exactly. Bucket of pride. Well, $2 exacta. We'll bet on this one. Give me the Titans. Can you believe this guy makes me go to the track and then makes me call him?
All right, Red Mile, here we come.
The 2 and the 3 with the 5 and 7.
Now make sure you answer the phone.
I'm the idiot.
You're just as guilty.
And what did you place this bet with? A winning ticket from the previous visit.
And now we're broke.
And then we lost.
We had our magic poopy dollar. We had everything going for it.
Everything.
I even found a $50 voucher in the machine.
50 cent.
Yes, 50 cent voucher. I wish it was $50. That would, you know, everything would have been wonderful. Anyway, I'm taking the Titans here.
You got cocky. Face it, kid.
Yeah.
You wrote a book.
Yeah, I'm the one who gets cocky. Right?
You wrote a book. You got a 50 cent voucher. Next thing you know, you hit an exacta and you think you're on top of the world.
Things I never thought I'd hear in my life. Next game. The Raiders. We don't know who the quarterback is for the Raiders this week. Going to L.A. to face the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Somehow, the Chargers are 5.5-point favorites, total 48.5, Dylan.
Yeah, I'm taking anybody against the Raiders right now. They look horrible. They look terrible. If I see Jimmy Garoppolo throw another pass into double coverage, I mean, I'm not betting on the Raiders for the rest of the year. There we go. That's my statement right now. He almost killed Devontae Adams about 4 times in that game. That's not a joke. I mean, it was terrible. He's leading him into traffic on so many plays. Jimmy Garoppolo don't care, just pad my stats. That game against Pittsburgh was horrendous. Taking the Chargers.
You okay over there? You all right?
I'm all right.
Blood pressure meds?
Yeah.
I still like the Chargers this year.
Sure you do.
I don't – that team should be significantly better than they are. But you said earlier, better quarterback – I don't know about better coach, but definitely better quarterback, no matter
the
who's
coach,
in the center.
The coach of the Raiders, do we want to talk about that?
Well,
do we want to talk about that fourth down and two?
They're
on
both
the 6-yard line?
They're both not good head coaches, but so give me the quarterback. I'm taking the Chargers.
Wrong again, both of you. Give me the Raiders. The road dog in the division. That's why we're going with the Raiders. The divisional road dog. And that's the only reason why we're going. This total 48.5, though, it's looks like a good overplay for me, if you know what I'm saying. Next game, Dallas Cowboys at home. 7-point favorites over Mac Jones and the Patriots. Total 43. Beerman.
Do you want the talk this week has been, does New England know Dallas's play calls because Ezekiel Elliott and the backup quarterback are there now? My question is, are you not changing your play calls every year as a head coach? You can't. The teams change. Why would you not change play calls?
Belichick's not very smart. He wouldn't think something like that.
Belichick knows what he's doing. I don't think New England wins this game. Dallas is embarrassed. And they're back to playing at home where Dak Prescott is considerably better. But this is a tighter game than a touchdown. I'm going to take the Patriots.
Wrong again. Out of 7,000 games scored since the year 1986.
The year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord. Dallas.
Please finish this. No, go ahead. Finish this.
I'm just being stupid. Sorry.
I wanted to hear you keep rambling on, but you did not have what it takes to finish.
Well, I didn't want to make fun of you. That continue the, you know.
Just go.
Shots at you.
That's all the show is.
Dallas embarrassed against what was supposed to be one of the worst teams in the NFL last week. They come back with a vengeance this week. Plus, who doesn't love to beat Bill Belichick? You got him at home. Yeah, Dallas takes care of business.
If the Patriots start losing and losing, like, really big, does Belichick ever become, like, a compassionate character that people rally around?
Nope.
No? You don't think so, Beer Man?
No.
Well, why not?
they had a 20-year dynasty. People are like, you had your fun in the sun. Give it to somebody else now.
You don't think he's trying to stick around to get that one to tie Tom Brady?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think he cares in the least.
I think he knows he's not going to get it. He's not a dumb man.
He counts the two that he got with Parcells when he was defensive coordinator of the Giants. He counts those two as his Super Bowls.
So, yeah.
Well, so he's got eight in theory.
If I was a backup quarterback and my team won the Super Bowl, guess what? We won the Super Bowl.
Give me the Patriots, road dog. You're going to give me a touchdown? Yeah, of course I'm going to take it. Great time to take an under, though. I don't think Dallas is going to put up a lot of points, and I know New England's not going to. So anyway, next game. Biggest line on the board here. You might know what that means if you know about the last 20 years. San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy, the new great quarterback, the new Joe Montana. 14-point favorites over Josh Dobbs in Arizona. Total 44, Dylan.
One of these days, somebody's going to figure out Brock Purdy. But I watch him, and he looks great throwing the ball. I just can't. It just doesn't
make sense.
Doesn't make sense, does it? I'm taking Arizona in the points. That's a hard-fighting team. I mean, say what you want to say about what everybody thought they knew at the beginning of the season. This team is playing, and they're not looking that bad.
But they got their win. And I think now they're like, okay, we've at least proved that we can compete with the big dogs. San Francisco now is not going to overlook this team. I don't care that this is a division. 14 is not going to be enough. I'm going to take the Niners.
In the last 20 years, double-digit dogs do pretty darn well. That's the only reason I'm taking Arizona here.
What about double-digit road dogs?
Even better.
Double-digit division.
Even better. Give me Arizona getting the 14 here. Total 44. I'd like to go under here, too. I don't think the Niners are going to put up a lot. Let's go to Sunday Night Football and the TMZ talk of the world. Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, Dennis Dillon's favorite player, and the Swifties all uniting, all buying Travis Kelce jerseys. They are 9.5-point favorites over Zach Wilson and the New York Jets. What a lousy bunch they are. Beer man, total 42 here.
Kansas City's going to score. I don't know how the Jets score. They really haven't yet. I don't feel great taking Kansas City, but I don't see the Jets putting up that many points. Kansas City's young defense has been playing good enough, and Zach Wilson hasn't done crap.
You do know Trevor Siemian signed.
He signed today. He's now the
former
backup.
Bear, former Bengal, former everything. I think anyway.
Saint.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Bronco.
Nagurski.
Checkers.
And fries.
Adam Smasher.
Adam's Apple.
So I just can't wait. I mean, honestly, I really don't care about football anymore.
I don't either. It's about the Swifties.
I'm only living for the day when Travis Kelce breaks up with Taylor Swift and all.
You think Travis is going to do the breaking?
And all the Swiftie fans hate Kansas City for the rest.
You don't
of
think
all
this
time.
Is all a big scam? You think this is honest that they love each other? They're crazy about.
I think
other.
They just met each other.
Why is she sitting in the press booth or the team boot box with mom? Sitting there acting like they've been friends for the last 27 years.
That is a little quick to introduce girlfriend to mom.
It was the most obscene and weird looking situation in my life.
And guess what? The ratings for that game last week was through the roof.
Yeah.
In a 40-something point blowout that was over by the first quarter. So you mean to tell me that wasn't rigged? You mean to tell me that them playing New York on a Sunday night may not be rigged coming up too? Huh. Oh, by the way, it also came out, Taylor Swift turned down playing the Super Bowl halftime. She said, meh, I'm good. Don't want to do it.
She is good.
Okay. You don't think this is...
She's going to be
I would like to know this. Travis Kelce, let's admit, he is one of the more popular players in the NFL. Probably the top tight end right now.
Thanks to his quarterback. Okay.
That's fine. But people that watch football know Travis Kelce before Taylor Swift. How are his jersey sales up 400%?
Because it's a big scam.
400%?
Because that's the way America works these days.
Travis Kelce is an intelligent person.
If you had said they doubled, sure.
But a lot of Americans are lemmings.
Yes.
Well, there's definitely that.
And we will follow each other off the cliff because we think, hell, the Jonas Brothers are good. I mean.
Who?
Yeah. They were here last night, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You had trouble finding parking downtown. Yes. Blame the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, Americans largely have some pretty shitty tastes. Let's just be honest.
Other than our listeners, who have great taste.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you. By the way, our listeners keep growing.
Thank you.
We're up two from the week before, so I will mark that out.
Keep spreading the word, y'all. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know how many listen on the 92.1 website. Anyway.
Here's my bold prediction for this game.
Please do.
Taylor Swift will be dating Zach Wilson as of this time next week.
No, Zach Wilson's going after Taylor's mom.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because he likes the Bills.
He likes the old ladies.
Good call, Beer Man.
Wow.
I like it. That would be awesome. Maybe they could double date.
Oh, that would be
they
the
could
best.
All talk about the greatest scam in the history of the NFL.
They could all sit in the press booth and just, they could all sit there on each other's laps and just be happy and talk for hours.
Boy, the YouPorn site would go crazy.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but give me the Jets and the points.
The Jets are a train wreck, and they hate their quarterback.
Yep.
But eventually, this kid's going to cover a point spread somehow, some way, and I'm going to be there when he does. Give me the home dog. Give me the Jets.
It'll be because of the defense.
It'll be, yeah.
Or Colin Kaepernick.
Oh,
Jesus.
Don't get started on that one either. Monday Night Football. You need some water.
Beer. No, I'm good. I got my cherry Coke.
Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks going to New York. Back-to-back on Giants Stadium night games. Daniel Jones and the Giants. 1-point favorites, total 47. Dylan.
Have the Giants won it? They have won. That's right, they beat Arizona. You know, that team does not look good right now. I'm taking Seattle in this game. I think they get up for it.
The Giants have only had one home game. They obviously started like crap because it was against Dallas. They are back home. I think it's comfortable. I like Seattle this year, but the Giants are kind of backs against the wall right now. I'm going to take the Giants right here.
I'm taking the Seahawks on the road. Not a believer in the Giants. Kind of a little bit of sharp play to the Seahawks here. I'm going to take them as the 1-point road dog in this one. So there you go, folks. 16 games. And
when's Barkley coming back?
Charles?
It was 4 weeks, so 3 to 4 weeks is what they were saying originally. So it will either be next week or the week after, supposedly.
Does Alvin Kamara come back next week, week five?
This week.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I feel great about my Saints pick now.
Why wouldn't you even without him? So there you go.
All right.
Best bets on the board from a point spread perspective. Who wants to go first?
I'll take the Chargers. Over one of the worst teams I've seen play this year, the Las Vegas Raiders. So give me the Chargers minus the points. Give me Dallas minus the points. Give me the New York Jets, just because my hatred for the Kansas City Chiefs continues to grow. I like Houston to win and cover over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm taking the Saints as a best bet.
Boy, I feel good. I have none of those. I feel very good about myself. My best bets.
How do you think? Why do you think I chose those?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. Do you want me to go, Beer Man, or you want to?
No, I'm ready to go. I think Jacksonville rebounds nicely. I'm going to take them. I think Minnesota finally gets off the schneid and gets their first win. I will take the Bengals. I think they've got a little good little thing rolling right there.
Who did?
And that is all I have.
I am with you on the Vikings. I will take the Vikings down in Carolina. But the rest of mine are a bunch of dogs. Give me the Rams against the Colts getting points. Give me Washington, the big road dog, getting some points up in Philly. Give me Tennessee. I'll Riverside you boys on this one. I'm taking Tennessee getting the points against the Bengals. Give me the Raiders getting points against the Chargers. When Dylan tells me that's the worst team he's ever seen, it makes me think if he's thinking that way, there's a lot of other people thinking that way too. Give me the Raiders on the road, and I'll take the Seahawks on Monday night getting the point in New York. Those are my six best bets from a handicapping perspective.
Looking over our mutual picks, we all took Miami. We all took Minnesota. We all took the Bears. And
what were we thinking?
I know.
Good Lord. Bet against the Bears right now.
We're lucky to have 42 people.
I'll be over there playing 10-cent trifectas for the rest of my life, trying to make up for what I lose this weekend on the Bears.
What are the big upsets this week, guys? Last week, Indianapolis takes care of Baltimore. Arizona takes care of Dallas. Who's going to surprise us this week? Carolina over Minnesota, maybe?
Oh, that's anybody has a shot in these games. We see a lot of road dogs getting value so far this year. And if you ask me, teams that need to be on the lookout, you can call me crazy all you want. The Chargers are never trustable as a favorite. Never.
True.
Never trustable as
true.
A favorite. So the Raiders, I don't care who the quarterback is, they have a chance in a game like that, especially a divisional game. And that would probably be my biggest upset alert for the week, maybe looking at the Raiders. I don't know about you guys.
To me, I would think New England might be a team to keep an eye on. Dallas plays considerably better at home, but the coaching difference is pretty huge right there.
Well, I think we all agree that Houston could beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a favorite in that game, right?
Yeah.
3-point favorite. Mm-hmm. There you have it, folks.
Yeah, I don't see anything else.
I hate to admit it, but for gambling now going to be legal, and obviously we've got to use up all our bonus bets money in the next 7 days. There's none of these games that really stand out as, ooh, I definitely want to lean this direction. This is not a good week. As far as I'm concerned,
I'm
putting a lot of money out there for me.
I feel good about this week.
Ah, crap. Well, wait a minute. Let me see who you took, and I'm going to Riverside you.
Fade. There you go. Very good. All right, guys. Any more thoughts before we get out of here? A very fast-paced podcast today. We're very appreciative of the Beer Man for showing up and playing in pain yet again.
I showed up.
Yeah, but you're always here, just like me. And Beer Man hustles on the side. He's got a side hustle. For real.
I want to give a shout out to Golden's Pub.
No, screw that
in
guy.
In Georgetown, because because that's where we'll be playing Friday night. And I also want to give a shout out to the Bluegrass Shoe Repair guys over in the Garden Springs Shopping Center.
Props to the shoe repair guys. Patrick Golden is a dick.
Well, now, you don't have to say things like that just because you feel that way.
All right, I'll bite. Why do you say that?
It's a long, drawn-out story. See, but
can you bottom line it for us?
I tried to help the man out, and he treated me like crap.
Oh.
That's the abridged version.
We're against him.
You guys have such tender little hearts.
What do you mean, you guys?
Both of you.
I went well out of my way for this man.
Yeah, he did.
And he ends up cussing me for trying to help him.
The nerve.
I hope Patrick Golden's listening.
Are you okay
listening.
Over there?
That's just funny. Well, you're funny right now.
What do you mean right
doesn't,
now?
It doesn't happen very often. But
what do you mean it doesn't happen very often?
I wrote it down in my diary. Brad Taylor made a joke today, and I thought it was very funny. I do want to give props to Beer Man for going to the Woodford Humane Society last week, broadcasting live for 3 hours, and seeing 20 senior pets adopted. 20 in a 3 or 4 hour period.
God bless you. I wish I could go out and get some animals.
Some of my favorite people.
Yeah.
The people that take care of the animals that nobody else wants to take care
Amen
of.
Amen to that.
Those are absolutely some of my favorite people.
WoodfordHumane.org is their website. Their Canine Olympics is coming up in the month of October.
And then Pets for Vets in the month of November. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice plug. Any other thoughts before we get out of here?
Hooday!
By the time you listen to this, folks, sports gambling will be off and running in the state of Kentucky. A day I never thought would come, but here we are, folks. All of a sudden, dogs and cats are sleeping together. The earth is flat, you know, and everything is wonderful in the world. Yes, so thank you.
And my bank account is non-existent.
I do have this question.
Mom,
so
can I borrow somebody?
I got to place a $2 exactly.
So I have my
Brad.
DraftKings account. I have my FanDuel account.
That's thank you.
Did three.
You
I did. That's $300 in bonus bets. You have to use them within the next week.
Yep.
how would you split that up? Would you just go basically on one or two games? Would you split it up?
Great question, Beer Man. How do you divide that up, Brad?
Is that
in your book? Is that chapter 17?
There is a chapter on utilizing the bonuses to the max. Absolutely, yes. Now, it's four bets for $25. Is that how it goes?
I have no idea.
I would spread the wealth. That way you get more money. Because, hey, if you take one bet for that $100 and you lose it, okay, you didn't lose anything. But if you take maybe 10 bets for $10, you're going to make something out of it. So when it's all over...
What if I just put it all on Philadelphia on the money line?
Well, then go for it. Yeah. That's a possibility. But, I mean, you're not going to, you know... I mean, it's a very conservative way to make some money. Because what you want to do with those bonus bets, people say, oh, I'm just going to use a big, huge underdog there. They're giving you free money. Take what the game gives you. So however you can maybe spread the wealth and make some money off this to where you have made a profit off of it after, that's exactly how I would do it. I would welcome your all's opinions on this.
That's why I needed your opinion, because I thought about doing 210-team parlays.
That's what I was getting ready to say. 200, $1, 10-team parlays.
This show has gone straight to the dogs.
But think about if all
that's in your book too, right? 200.
Think about if all 200 of those hit, though.
Then you'd be on your yacht. Yes, and you wouldn't be. You'd own this place, and one of the stations would then be WBER, All Beer Man All Day. Yes,
I don't want to be on the radio all day.
Really, I do.
I can barely talk without coughing as it is.
Because you've been sick for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah.
When you went with that 27 reporter instead of Ramey Cohen.
Who's the 27 reporter?
Who did the report on your dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Kelsey Soto.
Kelsey Soto, yes. Don't call me Mario Soto. Yeah, exactly. For you old
Travis
Reds fans.
Kelsey Soto?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
I don't know if you saw this during the Monday night football game.
You were sitting there with
the
her?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Was she sitting with your mom?
Have a player named Kelsey and a player named Swift.
DeAndre Swift, yeah. And they stood next to each other, yeah. So that the backs of their jerseys were...
And they didn't know they did it in advance, did they? They had no idea that they were standing next to each other.
And their moms were talking upstairs.
Yeah. All this is so rigged that it kills me that the sheep will just follow the rest of the sheep to the slaughterhouse.
Lemmings.
Unbelievable. Are you being one of those people, Beer Man?
It has taught me that I need to shoot my shot. Go big.
All right, well then take your free bonus bets that you got and just put it all on a 12-team parlay, and then we'll be hearing about you when you hit it. Oh, look, this guy with a free bonus bet hit a 10-team parlay.
My luck would be I would hit the 10-team parlay that I put $200 down on, but all that money would, like, oh, you can't withdraw that money. That's just, that's play money.
Yeah, play money.
Are we done yet?
And then you start listening to Dylan's bets, and you start playing them, and all of a sudden, you're calling up Brad for $10 trifecta advice.
Dennis is going to find his groove.
Yeah, he tells us that every week.
Well, I feel like I kind of jump out early. I feel like that's when the favorites are kind of the play. And as the season goes on, the underdogs start to play a little bit more. So you want to talk about a system? It's my system this year.
I feel like you both are toast.
I feel like it's time to don't disturb this groove.
I'm up 12 games. I'm up 12 games on Dylan right now. I'm sure if we went back 2 years, I was probably up that much on you at one time. And I lost for the year.
Live from Lexington, Kentucky, this has been the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. With Brad Taylor, Beer Man.
Hey.
And the main event, Dead Air Dennis.
Well,
you can hear it daily on Classic Rock 92.1.
And you can hear the Beer Man weekdays from 10 to 3.
10 to 3.
10 to 3.
He's my setup man.
It's a strong lead in.
Don't belittle him like that. He's not
your
setup.
I'm fine
guy.
With that.
Oh, you are?
Completely fine with that.
Why?
Oh, man.
It's a strong lead in.
Yeah, it is a strong lead in, but I mean. He's basically calling you an eighth inning guy, and he's the ninth inning guy.
And that's okay.
And he gets more money, and he closes games, and you're interchangeable. You go from team to team.
He does
year.
Make more money than me.
Yeah, but he's here.
I'm okay being a setup guy.
Yeah, but I'm not. I would be like, the opener?
You know, a lot
batting practice.
A lot can be derived from just watching this conversation.
You know what's not on me? Any pressure whatsoever.
My man. Truth. Tell him how good I am to work for.
He's the best. We've worked together for 20-something years.
Well, I haven't worked for either one of you. Have I? Was my time at Hits, was that officially under your watch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and how great was I then? Uh-huh.
Are you still there?
No, they fired me. By the way, I saw the Shredder this weekend.
Mandy needs a new sidekick.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you need to put your two cents in and say, well, that Brad guy would really, you know.
But then people might be confused and think that you're my setup guy.
Well, no.
And you wouldn't be happy with that.
Because I'd always have my show here on this station.
I'd probably make more money than you, too. That's going to upset you.
Well, money is nothing. Because, I mean, I go to the Red Mile and just pick. I'm cashing $100 tickets here today over at the Red Mile. Thank you very much. Yeah. I go there, you know, tomorrow. Today's, I'm just saying goodbye to everybody over there today. You know, thank you for having me for the last 3 weeks.
You know what? I would love to see that.
Brad Taylor waving goodbye on his way. Carrying Jim,
blowing kisses.
Carrying bags of money.
Bags with a big dollar sign on the side of them. All right, get us out of here. I've had enough of you people belittling me.
It's Wednesday, September 27th, live from Lexington, Kentucky on a beautiful fall evening. It's been the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast with Brad Taylor, Beer Man, and Dead Air Dennis. See you, boys.
Suck it, Stivers.
And until the next time, what do you think Stivers is doing tomorrow? I'm going to look to make sure what he's doing tomorrow. I wonder if he's like another principal for a day or something. You know, he's a student teacher or something. Anyway. Until the next time, as always, as everyone here except myself is looking at their phones, may the winners be yours. What a great show that was, guys. Thank you. Please, not everyone at once.
I think we did good. Sorry. I was reading
a DraftKings show. Oh, FanDuel, where you can sign up and use the code Brad1300 to make Googles of you.